execute.
Music. Music.
Podcast.
I tremble.
Podcast.
Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the July CNY Music Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Nate, from the In Pursuit of the Trivial blog at ptrivial.wordpress.com. We're going to do something a bit unusual today. We've got a very loaded agenda, so the CNY music reviews and the CNY upcoming shows are not going to be on the podcast. They're just relegated to the blog itself, so make sure you check them out. But the topic at hand, we're 6 months through 2009, there are a lot of albums to sift through, and we're going to try and figure out which ones are the best of the year thus far. We've got a special in-studio guest, so I got to get to him. We're just going to go right into it. All right, and we're back. Time to jump right into the meat and potatoes of the podcast. It's July, we're 7 months into 2009, and by all accounts, that means we're well over half, and it's time to figure out what the best albums of the year are so far. Joining me, as always, when it comes to discussing the more important matters in music, local DJ mashup artist, The Fan Club. Fan Club, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Nate. Lovely evening in Syracuse. Great time to discuss the best albums of 09 so far.
And I hear your album may drop soon. There are some singles leaking.
Yep. The music's going to be uploaded soon on the MySpace, and the album Color Log so far has a couple tracks, maybe four or five so far, that are ready to hit the streets.
All right. So check on the blog at In Pursuit of the Trivia, and we will have a link to those tracks as soon as they go up. But back to the music. All right. So first, let's lay down a few of the ground rules. We're each going to give three albums of the year so far in descending order, 3, 2, 1, and how we're going to do it so that we don't take up too much of your time. Whenever we discuss an album, you will have 2 minutes on the stopwatch to talk about it. Once 2 minutes hits, you will be promptly cut off by the buzzer. That's how it's going to go to keep things moving. After the 2 minute talk, you'll get a brief sample from the album, of course. You got to hear the music. But otherwise, it's going to be buzzer happy and 2 minutes of rambling to keep things to a minimum.
Yep.
All right. Before we get to it, let's discuss a couple of the albums that didn't quite make our cut. Fan Club, do you have any that immediately come to your mind?
Yeah, I do. I've got two when I was trying to narrow down my top three. Two albums definitely sort of sat in my mind for a little bit before I finalized. Definitely Grizzly Bear's latest release, and Yeah Yeah Yeah's last album. Could have easily made the top three. I think Spin gave It's Blitz a very favorable review, 8 out of 10. Moving into more of an electronic techno channel for Yeah Yeah Yeah's. I think the singles they've released are very radio-friendly, very dance-friendly, and Karen O just does an exceptional job, yet again, showing her vocal range. And I think for Grizzly Bear, it was a lot more of the same, sort of quiet, ambient, sort of country spacey. I mean, they themselves have a difficult time classifying their music, so I'm obviously at a loss of words for them, but their album was fantastic, but just didn't have that little something special to make it into my top three, Nate.
A valid argument, and you made some good points there. They got highly rated from a lot of the big outlets. You can see what some of the big outlets rated as their top albums straight off the post. We're linking to the choices from NPR, Stereo Gum, and also Spin. So take a look at those. For myself, some of the albums that didn't quite make the cut, I tried to stay as unbiased as I could. So Fantagram's EP did not make my cut. Neither did Discovery's latest album, despite my love for Robert Riot. The sound is also a little bit different, so that might have played into my decision. And, man, I kept Evolver from John Legend off my list as well. He's made stronger albums, and I think some of his strongest work this year actually shows up on the Mastercraft album. So it was hard for me to say that Evolver belonged in my top three, despite my growing love for John Legend. So, let's get right to our top three albums. We're going to do a quick coin flip to decide who will go first. Fan Club, you have the honors. I have a standard issue United States quarter. George Washington is on top. An eagle is on the bottom, the side we call tails. So call it in the air, and then you get to select whether you would go first or defer.
I'll take heads here. And
we have tails. The plot thickens, but I will spare you and decide to go first.
Okay.
Which I think you would prefer, judging by your smirk. So, all right, Fan Club, 2 minutes on the clock. I'm going to discuss my third favorite album of the year. Let me announce before we start. Actor by St. Vincent. That was a interesting face, but allow me to defend. Please, when you're ready, let me know when to begin.
And begin.
All right, so, Actor by St. Vincent. St. Vincent, as you well know, her real name, Annie Clark. She comes to us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, home to a bunch of good musicians. The Flaming Lips, Hanson. all right, maybe I should stop. But anyway, St. Vincent, Actor is her second album. She used to play with the Polyphonic Spree, used to play with Sufjan Stevens, so she's a multi-instrumentalist. Immediately, what do you think of? Folk music. And yes, the album does have a lot of folk elements, but the reason Actor makes my top three is because I think the album embodies one of the big trends of 2009, and it's these female folk artists, female indie artists, all of a sudden having a real edge embedded in with this indie music. I think Actor does this very well. The track that stands out in my mind is the first one, called The Strangers. It's about how St. Vincent has a feud, family feud going on with her sister, how they trade little blows back and forth, showing up on wedding days with black eyes, things along those lines. The album, or the song, musically reflects this interesting way. It's very folk at first, so with the calmness of family, sister to sister, but it hits you with some really hard interludes where the electric guitar comes in, you get some hard synthesizer, some backbeat on the drums, and that's interwoven between some of the softer things. The album as a whole does this as well. First couple of tracks, very hard, lots of synthesizer, lots of backbeat. Actor Out of Work, the first single off the album, is a good example of this. But later on, Annie Clark's voice is really what the showcase of this album is. On a track, say, like The Party, you can really get sucked into the energy that her voice eludes. She's cute on the front of the album, she's cute with her voice, you get sucked in. St. Vincent with Actor, my third best album of 2009. To this point, she's coming to Buffalo in the fall, I'm sure to be... Well then.
Time's up.
My time is up. I got most of what I wanted to say in, and I think I'll let the music speak for itself. If you don't mind, I'm going to play The Strangers from St. Vincent on Actor. There's a little from St. Vincent. Let's turn it over to the Fan Club here, and you can introduce your third best album of 2009.
Okay, for me, the third best choice of 2009 is Peter Bjorn and John's fifth studio album called Living Thing.
Interesting choice. Are you prepared to defend it?
Absolutely.
All right. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Your 2 minutes begins now.
For me, Nate, I think Peter, Bjorn, and John really sort of encompass the best of their previous four studio releases on Living Thing. As always, the lyrics are sincere. The music, the guitar riffs are simple but very catchy. I think most of the songs, they usually have a fairly layered or dense chorus that sort of sticks with you throughout the day. And I'll just pick a couple quick tracks off of the album that really solidify them into my top three for 2009. Nothing to Worry About was the first single off of the album. And I think this song is catchy because it has sort of there are some layered tribal drums. There's a children's choir singing the chorus. You have Nothing to Worry About. Simplicity, I think, is the name of the game for Peter, Bjorn, and John. They rely on the quality of their writing, and I think as a trio, they really do well to sort of get the music down to its bare essentials. The next song, probably for me, would be I Want You, which is this really lovely little song. It's got this really catchy guitar bit, and Peter sings about how he basically is trying to make it so obvious that he is infatuated with this girl, and she really should realize that the song is about her and for her. And finally, for me, Lay It Down has got to be the song you must listen to from this album. If they didn't use the F word in the chorus, this would be a proper radio smash for me. And I just think that they did the best they could on this album, and it was definitely good enough to get some critical reception. And I think very few people are going to be disappointed with this. With this album. So, I'm...
Well played.
Thanks.
You got a lot in there in 2 minutes. I think you were onto something with Lay It Down, so perhaps that's the track we should play right here.
Definitely.
We're not the radio. We'll let it slide. So here's Lay It Down from Peter, Bjorn, and John, Living Thing.
Shut the fuck up, boy. You're starting to piss me off. Take your hands off that girl. You have already had enough.
Hey, shut the fuck up, boy. You are starting to piss me off. Take your hands off that girl. You have already had enough.
You sure can get it up. At least that's what you say. You don't know how to stop. You just can't walk away. And then we saw her face. You said she's something else. I know you just can't wait. That's more than I can take. You just can't lay it down.
That was Peter, Bjorn, and John. Love me some musical PBJ. But we'll move right back into the countdown. My turn with my second favorite album of the year. Fan Club, are you ready with the 2 minutes?
Ready and willing.
Okay. My choice for album number two, Meriwether Post Pavilion from Animal Collective. Please allow me. Let me know when my 2 minutes has begun.
And commence.
All right. So, I did a report on Brian Eno this year in a graduate school class, and my love for ambient music did not grow whatsoever. I despise it. I think that's safe to say, Fan Club.
Don't agree.
That I don't like it, or you love ambient music. But whatever. Anyway, the point is, I typically don't like it, but there's something about this Animal Collective album that I cannot get out of my head. It took me several listens to get through it, recommendations from friends, but when, for instance, you take a song like My Girls and listen to it two or three times, you get past the fact that there's not traditional drum kit backbeat rhythms going on, there aren't traditional vocals, you don't get that traditional solo guitar riff, and you focus on, you know, just that pounding drum in the background, that little synth riff that they got over the top of it, and all of a sudden you are sucked in to the electronic noise being made by this band. The vocals, who cares if there's only like 12 words in the song? It doesn't matter. You do it all for your girls too. Your head keeps bobbing, and all you can think of is how can they make, you know, 3 downbeats so effective, so infectious, and you want more. You continue listening to the album, and you get it. The songs flow nicely together. It's an album you can listen to in total without having to stop and skip songs or without having to pick out a song at the beginning of your listen. Another track that comes to my mind immediately, Bluish, follows kind of the same format. You get this ambient beginning where people who are listening to the first time are going to be like, what the hell is this? Then all of a sudden, you just get that little bit of a beat. You're sucked in immediately. Here comes the synth riff, and that's it. You'll start listening to the lyrics. You're wondering what they mean. They're just as deceptive as the music is. Everything is ambiguous. You have to figure it out for yourself. But that journey is what really makes the album one of my top 3 for the year. And I guess I could have went on with that one. Not a surprise. But let's get to some music. I'm going to play My Girls off this album. I think it's their best. It's the song they had on their website. So without any further ado, My Girls from Animal Collective off Meriwether Post Pavilion. Girls from my second favorite album of the year. Fan Club, you're up. Would you like to introduce your second favorite album for the first half of 2009?
Nate, number 2 on my list, released on the end of May 2009, would be Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix by Phoenix.
I'm smirking. Love the album. Intriguing. Looking forward to what you have to say. Are you ready for your 2 minutes?
Absolutely.
And your 2 minutes begins now.
I think with this album, Phoenix did a lot of great work. I think a lot of their albums sort of were in the same vein. They played it safe. Their music was catchy, but they never really broke out as a really sort of popular act. I think with 1901 and Lizdomania, when they played live on SNL, they got a lot of attention from that, and it was very, very positive. I think if I recall, GQ said about this album, you have to be deaf and sober not to like it, and I really couldn't agree more. I think sort of their synth-pop stylings, I think are just, everything was very well composed on this album. It was very well balanced. The album starts off with their 2 singles, 1901, Lystomania. Midway through the album, probably my favorite sleeper song, Love Like a Sunset, parts 1 and 2, totals over 7 minutes long, but it's this really interesting musical journey that starts off with all these really layered synthetic sounds and sort of builds slowly with this really steady kick and ends with this really, you know, dainty, sort of sensitive lyric. I thought it was just fantastic. I think the album is different from anything that they've done so far. You have to listen to all 10 songs in a row. It's just a fantastic album to listen to as an entire ensemble. Could have been number 1 for me, but we'll get to that later. You know, Nate, for me, this album's just fantastic, and I think the critical reception they received so far is absolutely worth it, and, you know, well-deserved. Well done, Phoenix.
With time to spare, ladies and gentlemen, we're ticking down. You still had 5 seconds at this point in time. Amazing. Concise. Phoenix style.
From France. From France, folks. With love.
and that's how they kick it. Tight pop songs. Which one would you like to play as your display?
I'll say 1901.
All right. You heard the fan club. We're coming up with 1901 from Phoenix. Of 2009 thus far. Fan Club, I know you're excited. Do you have the 2 minutes ready?
Absolutely. Ready as always.
Okay. And so allow me to present my top album of the year. So far, it's Fantasies from Metric. Please let me know when you would like me to begin.
Time starts now.
All right, and as I said when reviewing St. Vincent, this is the year for the female vocalist with some edge to the music, and no one does it better at this point than Metric. The music, like the fan club alluded to in Phoenix, simple, effective pop songs. Her vocals are sultry, to say the least. She starts off the album with Help, I'm Alive. First word she says, I tremble, with a nice kind of echoey type of electronica noise going on behind her. You can't help but tremble. She does a great job of just attracting everyone to the band's sound. And really, when you listen to a track like Help, I'm Alive, the music in the back is rocking, but it's simple. It's standard 4-4 rock with backbeats. Later, there are songs that kind of take this same pattern, the sultry vocals over some simple but hard rock. Sick Muse comes to mind. Another big track for me is Gimme Sympathy. They ask the ultimate rock rhetorical questions. Who would you rather be, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? I mean, you blow my mind with lyrics like that. I think, personally, I'd like to be the Rolling Stones. I think she just wants to make a really rocking album. This is something that your parents can listen to because musically it's simple, it's pure rock. But for us younger listeners, it gives us that electronica. It gives us that hip, sultry singer. Emily has just really made herself a staple in the landscape out there among people like Allison from The Kills or St. Vincent, like we alluded to before. Well, Fantasies by Metric, my top album of the year.
Matt does, that's 2 minutes.
All right. I mean, I can go on forever. I've got more songs to talk about, but I'll just play one for you.
What's it going to be?
Let's go with Gimme Sympathy off the album Fantasies from Metric.
To take a picture, I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close to something that I left unknown. We're so close.
Such a great song, Metric. I can't get enough of them. I want to continue listening to them, but unfortunately we got to listen to your 2 minutes. And it's not going to be metric. I can see from the grin on your face. I really want to check out right now, but I'm a gentleman. Fan club, are you ready for your 2 minutes, and who would you like to discuss as your top album of 2009?
Drum roll, please. The 8th studio album, coming from none other than Animal Collective.
Ooh, what is this? Animal Collective, on the list twice. But you are taking them as your top dog.
Absolutely, without question.
This should be intriguing. Are you ready for your 2 minutes?
I'm always ready to talk about AC.
Okay. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Okay, Meriwether Post Pavilion, where do I begin? Nate, 2 minutes, I need an entire podcast to talk about this album. For me, this is one of the most ambitious and experimental, creative and intriguing albums I have ever heard. For the year, for the past 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, for the decade. I think the critical reception is totally justified. Josh Dibb, I'm sorry you felt the need to leave the band before they recorded Meriwether Post Pavilion. They have traded in their guitars and drums for keyboards, synthesizers, looping machines, and they've created an album that is just so memorable, so interesting, and so different than anything that's been made so far, Nate. I think the album has such a texture and such a creativity. It reminds me the harmonies of the Beach Boys, but there's almost this experimental quality that conjures up thoughts of the Grateful Dead. Their songs they're powerful. They have such a steady beat, and as you said before, they really do suck you in. I couldn't get enough of this album. None of my friends can get enough of this album. Listeners out there, if you have not heard already, stop what you're doing. Listen to Meriwether Post Pavilion. I think this is one of the most important American albums ever made. This album was recorded in a matter of weeks, which is just so astonishing. The creativity of these guys just blows me away. I can't say enough about them. They'll be my number one in July. They'll be my number one next year. Maybe this time next year we do a look back of the previous years. Meriwether Post Pavilion, I think, is going to prove to be one of the most influential albums of our time, and will absolutely stand up against anything else that comes out for the rest of 2009. I know I have time to spare, and I think I'm going to do a nice little intro for the song we're going to play. Daily Routine coming up.
I'll let you do it anyway. You can do the intro. Can I just remark that you called it the album of the decade, the album of the past 5 years, and the most important American album in recent memory in that 2 minutes?
I know I said it. I can't say enough about this album. Critics out there, say what you will. I would love to have discussion with you about this album if you disagree with me. So we'll get a quick intro of Daily Routine. You'll get a sample of the texture and the quality of Animal Collective, and I think this song is going to be a good listen for everyone out there.
Okay. Anything else you want? Otherwise, we'll get right to Daily Routine.
It needs no introduction.
You heard the man. Daily Routine from Animal Collective off Meriwether Post Pavilion. So that was Daily Routine from Animal Collective off your top album of the year, Fan Club, Meriwether Post Pavilion by Animal Collective. So that's it. You've heard our lists. Myself, I've got St. Vincent Actor, the aforementioned Animal Collective, and then the real top album of the year, Fantasies by Metric. Fan Club, your three?
I've got Living Thing from Swedish rockers Peter Bjorn and John. I then have the French Starlets, Phoenix, with Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. And finally, the best album that I can think of in recent memory, Meriwether Post Pavilion by none other than Animal Collective.
The album of the decade, the album of the last 5 years, the most important American album in recent memory.
One of the most important American albums ever recorded.
Bold, yet credible, as always.
As always.
Do you have any qualms with my list? Can we agree to disagree in this situation?
I can agree to agree. I like your list. Metric, they're up and coming. They just didn't quite do it to make my list. St. Vincent, you know, next time I want to lie down, I'll throw that on.
Harsh. Poor Annie Clark. Very harsh.
Well, you got to toughen up to make it in the indie world. I think we can look forward to the next podcast.
I think absolutely, because when we come back in August, we will have seen one of the albums that didn't quite make the cut. We're going to go ahead and hopefully book the IAS trip here. They're in Central New York in early August, so you will probably hear a review of that. And, I mean, I know I'm hinting for a little bit ahead, but perhaps your top album and my second album of the year, Animal Collective, they're relatively close in September. We're thinking about it. I may have already booked a ticket.
Seriously considering it.
Yeah, so there could be more Animal Collective talk, and you can continue to gloat. I'll applaud you on your list as well. Congratulations on your top three.
Thank you.
Think Phoenix was a very near make for mine as well. Peter Bjorn and John, I don't want to disregard what they've done, but I also don't want to crush your dreams on air. So Lay It Down's a good track. I'm not sure about the rest of them.
Let's leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Perhaps we're better off leaving things until August at this point. As always, thank you, Fan Club, for joining me.
Yep.
We look forward to hearing your tracks. Look forward to reading some of your stuff. Rumor has it you could be getting into the music criticism business, and as soon as that happens, I'm sure we'll throw a link to you here on In Pursuit of the Trivial.
Thank you.
Yeah, but thanks for stopping by. You got our top threes. Feel free to contact us via the In Pursuit of the Trivial blog. Let us know where you take qualms, where you agree, and what your top threes are. But without any further ado, we're going to play out. I guess we should do another song from Animal Collective, since they did make both of our lists. I referred to Bluish, but I haven't played it yet. What do you think?
I totally agree. Let's go with that.
Okay, so Bluish from Animal Collective to play us out until August. Thanks for listening on In Pursuit of the Trivia, and those were our top albums of the first half from 2009.